Well, welcome to Vision Destiny 2021. I know it's not 2021 yet. 2020 has been a great year of shifting and shaking. And the Father warned me to prepare for this back in 2018. And I will share some of that warning later on in the series. With lockdown and less traveling, I have more journal entrants. So I will share the first 6 months of my journals now. Vision Destiny 2021, halfway through the year, because I've already done 15 sessions. So I'm going to review some of the things that were key in 2020 so far. Sharing my journals, which will include what God said to me during this period so far, what God did so far, what I did, the encounters I've had, the things that have happened. And what does that mean going forward for 2021? So I'm going to begin with Vision Destiny 2020 session 16 that actually I was not permitted to release until now. So this was the transition really between 2019 and 2020 and the preparation for the shift that was coming in 2020. Even though I wasn't fully aware of what it was, God obviously was aware. In December the 3rd, 2019, the Father said, "Son, legislate for the shakings to increase in frequency and amplitude until the reality of wilderness living is revealed." And I think a lot of what's going on in the shakings of the world systems are to show people this is not the best. This is not God's best. Certainly for the sons of God, there is so much more for us to be living in than what we've been living in so far. "Son, you were designed in our image and likeness to ascend, to think like us with the power to create reality." And this is what I think we need to learn to do in sonship. "The independent, disconnected DIY pathway has diminished but not removed those abilities, and all that is now is the result of acceptance of the fruit of free will. The fact that we are not operating in the full capacity of our sonship is we've accepted the operating in the intellectual knowledge of humanism following the DIY path. Man is about to reap the consequences of what has been sown, but my mercy will always triumph." And I think that is so important. God's mercy will always triumph over our judgment or the consequences of what we've done. "Son, nothing can be separated from me and therefore from my love, as I am in all and all exist in me. Son, love is who I am, and I am unrelenting. Love is stronger than death, so I will never fail. I will never give up until everyone and everything is restored in my love." And I believe that is how deep and powerful the love of God is. "Son, I am that I am. Trust me, and you will begin to see beyond what you could have imagined or thought. I am beyond your beyond and infinite. But there is one thing that will never change. That is the fact that I am love. I can never be or do anything that's a contradictory to love, as love is who I am and a constant. Son, you can trust in my love being constant and consistent, and reject any theology, doctrine, or teaching that contradicts my nature and essence as love. Unconditional love defines who I am, and everything must be framed by love. Love is the only way to judge and evaluate. It is the only plumb line you will ever need. Religion will always put conditions on love that lessen the truth of who I am to distort my nature. So then I began to legislate for love to restore the restoration of all things streams, the four streams that I believe are coming together in restoration, and I began to be moved by God's desire for restoration." So these are some of the things that I legislated for, and I will just release these things again now. And I'll use some of the frequencies to be able to do that. "I call for the restoration message, the frequency of that message to open the door to reach each family of the earth. I call for the heavenly revelation of restoration of all things. I call for the oracles of the Father's heart, passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, overwhelming love. call for the oracles of the Father's heart to be revealed to open hearts and minds to the truth of the restoration of all things. I call for the nature and character of God as love to explode like love bombs into the four streams of restoration. I call for love encounters, face-to-face encounters, heavenly encounters, intimate encounters to be released and experience within the four streams to open hearts and minds to the truth of restoration. I call for the opening of each stream to the other streams for unity of heart, mind, and purpose. I call for the light of love and the truth of love concerning the restoration of all the dimensional beings and fallen ones to be unveiled in the religious systems of men. Now, I am passionately wanting to see the restoration of all things, and I'm going to share a lot of my experiences around that during this period, and those have increased dramatically. Father said, "Son, you have felt my love by experience and are motivated by my desire for intimacy with all my children. Do not give up. Make this your primary vision." There's obviously challenges that you face and you have to make priority decisions. Son, feel my beating heart beating to the rhythm of the oracles. Feel the energy and force of my desire and the determination for the restoration of all things. This is who I am. Love wins because love has won, and love cannot be denied and will not relent until all things are fully restored. And I say yes and amen to that fully. Son, engage the frequency of the elementals. Elementals are the sentient beings God created to help us engage with creation, as that is their connection to creation. They are frequencies that are sentient and able to communicate with the vibrational energy within all things. Son, embrace frequency and pursue how frequency and creation are sentient through the elementals. Son, you have always had an affinity with creation. From a child, you were drawn to the natural world. Now explore the relationships between the elementals and nature itself. You feel it within your gut, that instinct, instinctive knowing that most of my children have been taught to ignore. And I need to go back to that and re-engage that and come away from the intellectual understanding of things back to the instinctive connection with things. Son, learn to tune into the variations and fluctuations in vibrational energy fields to feel creation and communicate with the elementals by thought energy. Son, the sounds and variances within music being discovered are revealing new methods of communication, but they're not being used effectively. This is an area to legislate into for the healing frequency energy stream to discover the full implications of these truths. What I've shown you about Schumann's resonant frequency, that's the frequency of the planet, and that's being affected by our sonship and spiking as we begin to legislate and govern. That frequency and sonship entrainment needs to be explored further. So our sonship entrains Schumann's frequency to a higher frequency and begins to elevate the frequency of the planet. My sons need to learn how to communicate with the elementals of creation through frequency. Son, I've given you the desire and the resources to pursue energy healing through frequency generation, so do not hold back. I have given you the mandate to take frequency revelation further beyond the health and well-being field to engage creation for its restoration through the frequency of sonship. On the 9th of December, and I will put the dates in this series. I've not really done that before, but I'm going to put the dates in this series so you can see the progression of the things that happened as I went through the year. Son, I am your provider, and I'm not like anyone else. You can trust me to provide, protect, and direct you, as I'm faithful, and my covenant love will never fail or give up. This truth will be key in 2020. So he was preparing me for what's happening now. Seek first my kingdom and be righteous, which is who I made you to be, and everything that you will ever need will be made available to you. Son, all that I am is yours. I hold nothing back from my children, yet religion has made me to be stingy rather than lavish. The works-based law mentality that has evolved from the DIY tree of human choice makes my children try to earn what is free and therefore live like poverty-stricken orphans, even though they have the creator of all things as their dad. Son, I am lavish and abundant, and my grace is beyond ultra and unlimited, but most of my children are living in the illusion of their own DIY beliefs about me as orphans or self-made men and women. Son, it is true that as my children think, so they live. That is why meeting the real me face to face is imperative for renewing the mind to transform their lives. Our true identity is seen reflected in his face, so we can become who we truly are. And that's the only way we're going to truly know who we are, is engaging him. We can behold and become transformed. And that's what I've seen. When I look into his face, I see reflected back who he says I am, not what I've been created and shaped by this world. Son, all that I am is yours. Come to me and be at rest as a son, and encourage all my children to be the same by letting go of their slavery and orphan identity and mentality. Live loved, free to know, free to see, free to be, free to do, free to go, and so fulfill your destiny as a son, an heir of creation. This is living in true rest, knowing you are loved unconditionally with access to limitless grace. Son, let me introduce you to some more of those who are beginning to encounter the frequency of sonship's hope. Now, I shared before my engagements with some other dimensional beings in going through beyond where the throne of grace is, and in finding a place of dimensional portals, and there was an anteroom there that I met some ambassadors, representatives of other races. And then I subsequently engaged three of those races and engaged their dimensions to engage. Now, as we have been increasing in our sonship and our governmental outworkings, the whole of the dimensions are beginning to sense and feel the hope that's being generated. When I shared about the three dimensions I went to, I shared that they were connected to this dimension through a device or a tower similar to what was created with the Tower of Babel, and that actually opened and accessed and put through things into the other dimensions which are still detrimental to them. So we can actually use that reality and reach those other dimensions by releasing frequencies which will engage. So what happened is I entered through the first portal into the dimensional anteroom, and there were six more ambassadors of their races. These are dimensional beings. And here, the names of them: Hadjurans, Jurassians, Jordassians, Rakthurians, Silothians, and the Larathians. Now, that's just what they said. They were all different in size, stature, appearance, but vaguely humanoid. They all made representation for visitations to facilitate their race's freedom. Freedom from the corruption of the rebellion that many of them fell into. They are calling on the sons of God to be revealed and the light of truth to shine to free their civilizations from bondage. So I offered the hand of friendship, and we embraced, and I extended my spirit round them so they could feel the love, joy, and peace of rest. Because they don't know rest. I authorize them to carry the testimony of hope and share love's light to their dimension, and I call for the light of love to shine in them and through them. I release the sound frequency of each of the races out into the spiritual atmosphere. Now, this was to call those sons of God mature enough to represent true sonship dimensionally, so they will be able to resonate with those frequencies and help in restoration. And I can't do this on my own. Unfortunately, now I've found that there are others I can engage with, but actually so many people out there have got a call in their scroll to engage the dimensions and help the restoration of the dimensional realities. And I'm issuing this sound, I'm issuing this call, so that those six races, and there are obviously many, many more, will be able to perhaps reach you, and their bondage, their groan will reach you and inspire you to engage with that frequency and seek God for a mandate to engage in those dimensions. I call for the sons of God to radiate love's light dimensionally as the order of Melchizedek for the restoration of those who are in bondage to corruption. Father said, Son, rest and see what I will do when I'm in charge of your life. There are times when you have to just be with me and do nothing but watch me be me. Do not try to work it out or understand it. Just trust in me and you will be amazed by what your dad can do to bring about change in every situation. Son, go to the portal again. And this was another occasion. And you will begin to see where this is going in the area of dimensional restoration. So I was wondering what on earth is coming. So I went through the anteroom, into the anteroom, and there were six non-humanoid beings. Again, they were representative of their races. There were two energy beings of light, but no discernible form. Two beings of gelatinous form, that's all I can describe it as, and two beings of mechanical form. Now, this is a bit freaky when you first engage this sort of stuff, you know, and I'm not an expert in this. I'm just willing to engage and see what happens. So I introduced myself and felt their introduction rather than heard it. But I knew their purpose. I felt it. These were empaths. They responded to me in an empathetic way, not even a telepathic way. It wasn't like thoughts in my mind as much as emotions in my heart. I felt their anguish, desperation and urgency, but also feelings of inadequacy, stigmatization for being different and not at all like the sons, because they weren't humanoid in form. I asked what I could do, but immediately felt the need to accept them, so I overshadowed them with my spirit in a type of embrace. I felt their situations more intensely and their desire to be included and released their frequency out again into the spiritual realms to attract the sons of God to their cause. We need to come together to do this. I call for their freedom, gave them hope of restoration as I empathize with them. Empathetic communications pass between us and between them as they now realize they were not alone. I call for a confederation to be formed like a support network. Now, why did I do that? I've no idea. I just felt that's what I needed to do. I then felt the isolation they had felt because of their differences. So I celebrated and expressed the intense joy of the oracles of the Father's heart in diversity. God is a wonderful, the diverse God. He made things in such a wonderful, diverse way. I felt them deeply moved. So I released the deep compassion of the Father's heart for their inclusion and integration. Remember the frequencies for that? Intense joy and deep compassion. And I'll share more of that at the end of this talk when I look at the five frequencies of the oracles of the Father's heart. And this was about the Father's heart for their inclusion and their integration. The hopelessness they felt was slowly being replaced by the inclusive love that I released. I then sensed the root of the issue was the rejection of their races by the humanoids and the fact that they had not joined the great rebellion against the Creator, but they had no connection with the sons of God. So there was something here I was beginning to see, that not all of these beings have rebelled and not all of them have fallen, but they are disconnected. And that connection needs to be made and they need to become free from the things that are holding them in bondage. I invited them to become ambassadors of reconciliation and restoration to the non-humanoid dimensions. They communicated that they were honored but needed verification from others. I thanked them and withdrew, but felt the pain of disconnection from the empathetic dimensions. The Father said this, Son, there is more, but well done. Your instincts were fatherly and well received. You're maturing in your role. I didn't really feel that. I created you for this. With distinct characteristics, don't let anyone try and change you. Sometimes you're wired in a way which is peculiar. A lot of prophetic people seem to be quite peculiar, and I guess to others, some people would look at me and find I'm quite peculiar in my ways. But God has made me in certain ways so I can focus and I can direct my attention to things in a way that I wouldn't if I was different. Son, I'm with you and will never leave you. Do not fear any opposition. Just keep your heart right and always come with the opposite spirit. Of course, there's opposition to the restoration of all things message, but we need to operate with honor, with respect and love, and not get into an argument or create conflict, but also not to back down, but to maintain that respect and honor position. And if there's anything, come in the opposite spirit. So if there's anger, then come with forgiveness. I'm about to open doors of opportunity for you, but always seek me for confirmation. In light of the situation in early 2020 with the coronavirus, I remembered that in 2018, the Father told me to prepare for a great shift that would occur in 2020. This shift was personal and global, as it turns out. Actually, in 27th of August 2019, God said this: Son, the shift for 2020 is both personal and for the global Engaging God community. Son, I desire that you focus on the Engaging God program and get ready for the new year, where a shift will take place in you as much as around you. Communicate well, prepare well, and let me shift things for you. Be ready and do not hold back when you see the new opportunities revealed and the shift I promise will be unveiled. 28th of October 2019. Son, I told you a shift is coming for 2020. This is for you and for the Joshua generation. I will open new doors of opportunity to take the restoration of all things message of true hope further. December the 10th, 2019. It is time for the shift to take place in 2020. Just be ready to go with the flow of the streams and do not resist where it takes you. Son, you will be surprised, however prepared you try to be, as I'm about to take you beyond once again. And I think all of us feel probably that. The shift is greater grace is coming. So be ready and waiting. Look for the signs that will manifest through favor and blessing from others that I will facilitate. Son, you know there is so much more to come, but be patient and rest in the process of transformation that you must be continually in. Son, rest in my love and let me bring good out of every situation that you will face. This is trust in action when you do not try to fix things yourselves. True trust is living loved in joy and peace. Son, rest is synonymous with trust in me. I always want the best for you, and real trust is believing that even when it does not appear to be true. The most growth occurs when you learn to overcome by resting in me and not leaning to your own understanding. Part of the personal shift was beginning to engage governmentally with others. Three of us were mandated to establish a cosmic bench for the restoration of all things in December 2019. Eventually, this led to a bench of seven for the restoration government in April 2020. December the 12th, 2019, I saw three of us standing in the middle of a council. And this is when we had an engagement. We met up for the day, had an engagement in which we ascended and engaged into the realms of heaven. And I saw three of us standing in the middle of a council of the 12 ambassadors of the ages, who were on their thrones dressed in golden garments. We were each represented by a golden ring of brilliant, radiant light. And on each ring, there were smaller rings. I'll show a diagram of this in a moment. The three rings interlinked and became joined and united, but there were areas where two overlapped and three overlapped, and where there were overlaps, some of the smaller rings were also included. I saw other rings join each of the smaller rings until they were cascading down like long strings of energy conduits. And this is really what I saw, the best I could describe it in a diagram anyway. And this represents three people coming together and the areas where they're interacting. And in the center, the three are interacting together. And then in other areas, there are two interacting together. But actually, we're all connected to relationships and connected to people that are going to be joined in forming this sort of global cosmic governmental perspective and array in what we're going to be doing in the restoration of all things. I believe this is the joining of heart in covenantal relationship, but also the coming together of networks of relationship. This, as I was to later discover, would form a shield to protect the earth during the shifts about to occur. I will explain that when I get to it later on in the sessions. So all three of us had actually been under attack in various ways. So during the heavenly engagement, I saw around this cosmic bench that was established on a mountain, three fallen angels who were behind the intimidation of these attacks. They were using fear to obstruct and hinder the message of restoration. So I asked the Father for a mandate to engage them, which he gave. He said, engage the fallen ones with honor and reveal my love for all my creation through your love. So I engaged them and surprised them with my approach and discovered they were fear of death, fear of intimacy, and fear of knowledge. This was a fact-finding mission, and I was quite hesitant. They seemed to be quite intimidating and quite powerful. But I felt no mandate to go further at that time and withdrew, somewhat relieved, as they were quite intimidating. I did not really feel very equipped, to be honest. So I went back to the Father and asked for help, and he began to take me through a process of equipping that gave me more confidence and a lot more strategy of how to deal with these beings. Now, I dealt with the three that are associated with our local blueprint and mandate and our government for the Engaging God program and all of that. But this was a different level. This was a higher level. I wasn't operating on my own. I was with two others, and that gave us a strength, but also I think it took us to a higher level of authority. Son, this is what the Father said. Son, cosmic benches is key to the next season as it provides the government for the dimensions that need to be restored. Engage the fallen ones with honor and reveal my love for all my creation through your love. The restoration of all things is not my ultimate desire, but it is the way my original intention for oneness can be achieved. It's not the end, it's the means. Once all things are restored, then the journey continues into the ages to come, and my sons can become ascended fathers who can be like we are. Son, only perfect love, that is who we are, can cast out the fear that is keeping my children from their destinies. Fear of death has kept my children from enjoying life and limited them from knowing the truth of immortality. The three beings were all variants of fear relating to death, knowledge, and intimacy. Son, fear of death partners with fear of knowledge to keep my children in bondage and stops them taking their responsibilities for creation. Fear keeps creation groaning in isolation, where fear of intimacy and oneness completes the vicious circle of fear's authority over my children. Only face-to-face intimacy can break the power of fear from my children, but fear of the God little g religion has created keeps them at a distance. And this is why religion keeps us separated from that intimacy, which keeps us from knowing our identity and keeps us from our authority. And that is the strategy that the enemy has, to keep us from knowing who we are as sons of God. Restoration first begins with the truth of who we are unveiled. Love in perichoresis, the circle of that amazing relationship between Father, Son, and Spirit, and a Trinitarian truth restored, leads to inclusion being revealed as a consequence of love's passion and zeal for relationship with our children. Son, there is no greater goal in this season than carrying the oracles of our heart for restoration. I engaged the cosmic trio again, because the first time was a fact-finding mission. And now I engage with respect that surprised them. I could feel that they were confused. I shared my desire for their restoration and asked them how our last encounter had affected them. They were disarmed and had lost their intimidating atmosphere. They said it had confused them. I expressed the Father's love, used the crystalline scepter to reveal the truth of mercy that triumphs over judgment. Now, I was given a crystalline scepter many years ago to enable me to go to the Court of 70, the Council of 70, and represent the Joshua generation before the court. And I was given this scepter, which looked like a crystal, but an elongated shape crystal, a little bit like the shape of the Tree of Life, sacred geometric shape. I asked them to remember what it was like in the beginning, but they had darkness over their minds. I decreed that the light of truth and love would penetrate the darkness over their minds. I expressed again that I desire their restoration and that I have forgiven them. These three are on a totally different level of authority than those I've engaged before, and I knew it would take quite a lot of time to break down their resistance. And in reality, I needed to do this as the three of us and do it on the behalf of the three. I couldn't do this individually. I didn't have enough authority on my own. Son, you have a mandate for frequency ministry. Now, this is somewhat surprising, okay? I'm not a musician, and I've never really been into a lot of these type of things. But over the years, God has taken me on a long journey towards understanding frequency and what it means and how to use it. And so this is what he said. You have a mandate for frequency ministry using the bowls, which is the crystal bowls that I've been playing, and the Rife-generated frequencies, because you can generate frequencies through a technology, machines. You must be prepared to go deeper into the sonship frequencies and how they affect the dimensions, because the very frequency of who we are and what we produce through our identity and who we are actually is bringing hope, and that light is penetrating the darkness. Sonship generates a love, joy, and peace frequency from rest that has the capacity to cross the dimensional matrices. The hope that is produced by love's light can begin to bring balance to creation and answer its groaning for freedom. Son, learn to generate freedom frequencies from your rest. That has been produced at a higher levels of consciousness. So there's things when we engage a higher level of consciousness that our mind is able to produce frequencies and generate frequencies and use the different brainwave frequencies to begin to expand and choose different realities. Son, I'm continuing the deconstruction process to expand your consciousness in regards to frequency and the quantum fields. You will need to connect with the elementals that are connected to the unified quantum fields of the physical realm, then go further to connect with the elementals of other dimensions to manage frequency restoration. Now, I don't know what all that meant, and I'm pursuing it, and I'm understanding a little bit more about unified quantum fields and quantum foam and all sorts of technical terms, because God inspired me to pursue. But I know this has to be engaged in the spiritual realm with the elementals that are connected to this. The elementals were designed to bring balance, the living light force energy that exists as strings within the fabric of all things. Now, when God says something like this, I know that I'm going to go on a journey that will bring me into a reality of what this is. And later on in the year, when I began to engage in group engagements in the realms of heaven, I began to discover with others what this really meant. But at this point, I really had an inkling, but no real personal experience. They are connected to sonship's frequency of love's light, and their function has been diminished by mankind's fall from kingdom governmental position. Son, you can produce right frequencies that balance creation in preparation for restoration of the fallen ones and the dimensional beings by bringing the elementals into resonance with sonship. This is a restoration of our position in engaging creation. Son, you can produce right frequencies that balance these things. I will give you revelation of which frequencies represent the oracles. Each of the five key precepts of the oracles has a specific frequency range that can be generated by the hearts of sons coming to places of maturity. Now, again, I'm not a musician, and therefore when God says things like this, I'm a little bit like, okay, but what? How? What's this mean? Those key five frequencies are arranged on a pentatonic scale. Now, I know penta is five, so obviously it's a five-note scale and can be directed specifically through music and Rife frequencies that resonated in and through expanded consciousness states of being. So there's something that with intention of our consciousness, we can focus through these frequencies, our sonship, to outwork what it is that will bring about restoration and the God's desire through his oracles. There are different creative ways of generating the frequencies that represent the oracles, the bowls, the Rife machines, tuning your body's and mind's energy field in rest. Son, start by using meditation for rest to create altered states of reality that connect dimensionally for restoration through the oracle's frequencies. So in other words, come to a place of meditative state that opens your heart to engage in the frequencies of God's heart that then can be released through intention, when then we can use the different frequencies to carry that intention to outwork the Father's heart. This is how it works. Then you can produce right frequencies that can be focused dimensionally through quantum entanglement of our Son's presence dimensionally. So when we go to a dimension, we leave an essence of our being there that then, because of quantum entanglement, what goes on through us here can engage those dimensions. Sonship becomes the conduit for the oracles of the Father's heart as five frequencies are activated within their hearts. Son, your drawing to the rife frequencies is our desire being realized in oneness, and your willingness pleases us greatly. Now pursue the shift to align the oracle's restoration with the energy creative streams to form a unified approach. Son, look at the fives in the Bible and in creation to gain more insight into the pentatonic form, as this will be a key to being able to focus energy into specific targets that you have mandates for. Now, I did that, and when I did the teaching within the Engaging God program around frequency and generation and some of this, I went into what those fives were and gave some more insight into it. A pentatonic scale, and this is just giving you some technical information if you're not musical, as I wasn't. It helps to look up. Google's always a good friend in some things. A pentatonic scale is a musical scale or mode with five notes per octave. In most pentatonic scales, all the notes harmonize, making it very easy for you to play because there are no wrong notes. You literally can't make it sound bad. Now, that's really good for me, because if I was to play any sort of musical instrument that required me to make it sound good, I don't think people would be impressed. But these five frequencies, and I'm just going to use the bowls that I use to represent these frequencies, so you can see that they harmonize. Didn't sound too bad. The pentatonic scale is the most intuitive scale. It's the foundation of improvisation, and examples are found in most every culture. The major scale functions on intervals between the notes of 2, 2, 3, 2, 3. The minor scale, 3, 2, 2, 3, 2. Often indigenous people connect to the land. They use these scales in their music. Either in like the Chinese, which use string instruments, the sort of Native Americans often use woodwind instruments, flutes, and various other things, and they carry this. There's something about the groan of creation, the land, draws them to use these scales. So the pentatonic scale is one. The notes are 1, 2, 3, 5, 6. 4, 4, 4. The tuning frequency of A is a higher frequency, uplifting, and it's good for releasing tension. When you look at how frequencies are used, this is an uplifting frequency. 4, 3, 2 is a lower, calming and good for grounding and peace. So you can use pentatonic scales in different tuning frequencies. A, C, D, E, G are the minor key frequencies of 444 hertz, and C, D, E, G, A are the major key in 444. Now, I was drawn to 444 rather than 432. Now, I don't know why, I just was, and those are the frequencies that God gave me. So here were the minor pentatonic scale oracle frequencies. A, 444 hertz, passion. C, 528, burning desire. D, 5, 9, 2.67 or 5.93, intense joy. 6, 6, 5.25, deep compassion. 7, 9, 1.12, overwhelming love. Now, this came by revelation. I don't know what this meant when I started. I just then pursued, well, how do I produce these frequencies? How do I make those sounds? Now, this is quite a high frequency. If you start at A444 and go up to G791, you get quite intense with the sound. So I used the bowls and I then tuned the bowls to these frequencies. But generally when I play them, I just use the bowls I have and use my intention. So my intention, passion. My intention, burning desire. My intention, intense joy. My intention, deep compassion. And my intention, overwhelming love. So I'm going to just play this sound. Hopefully you will be able to pick it up. It's not perfect. It's just my playing with it, trying to bring it. But I will just begin just to play it. Well, I'm sort of somewhat whacked and overwhelmed by some of that, because when you let those frequencies penetrate your body, you find that it begins to have an impact. So you begin to feel passion. You begin to feel the Father's heart. You begin to feel the Father's desire for things. And so, you know, when I play them and when I use them, I would encourage you to do it. Now, that might be too high for you. It might feel like that's quite high. And that whole area. But so you can lower them. So you can half 444 to 222. I know 222 is quite a significant number sometimes. And I sort of would encourage you to just play around with this if you feel inclined. You know, A, C, D, G at another octave, lower octave, 222, 264, 296, 333, and 359. Those scales are slightly lower. Now, there's also the major pentatonic scale of 444. That is C4, which is the fourth octave, D4, E4, G4, and A4, which takes you back to 444. So there are different ways of playing it and where A is positioned within the scale that will enable you to produce something that may be tuned to your frequency and your being. I'm just using the ones that were tuned to me. This has a different feel to it. If I play it, then you'll see that this has a slightly different feel to it. And I want you to just pick up that feel. Let the feeling go through you. I'll just play a couple of the sounds. Okay, now there are other scales. So you have the minor pentatonic scale, which starts at F sharp, A, B, C sharp, E. And then you have the major pentatonic scale, again, A, B, C sharp, E, F sharp. And then other scales, you know. Now, then you have the 4-3-2 scale, A4, B4, C sharp 5, E5, and F sharp 5. And there are different frequencies for each one. Now, you can play these on a keyboard. I guess you could play them in a synthesizer. You can generate these frequencies using a Rife machine if you've got one that you can tune and engage. And I would encourage you just to look at them yourselves. Now, the minor key pentatonic scale representing the oracles that I'm drawn to really is A, 444, passion, C, 528, burning desire, D, 593, intense joy, E, 665, deep compassion, and G, 791, overwhelming love. Now, I don't have bowls that actually play all those frequencies in that, but I do have intention. Now, we are the sound and the frequency that creation is longing to resonate with. Our sonship is designed to resonate with the Father's heart, to align and restore creation into our freedom and our glory. And we need to come into the reality of that identity to begin to be the sound that creation is waiting for, the harmonious sound that brings balance and harmony back to the whole of creation, which is discordant. Father said this, I am that I am, and I am is love. I am love, and love is I am. Love is who I am, and love is the motive of every desire, thought, and action. I am that I am, and I change not. I have always been, always will be love, and as love is an eternal constant. So I encourage you to live loved, love living, live loving, be at rest in the reality of your own sonship as you mature and you come into a place where you begin to operate in the government of heaven on the earth. I'm just going to finish, and I'm going to release some of these notes through this pentatonic scale. I'm just going to encourage you just to relax, just begin to slow down your breathing, just begin to think about that place of rest in love, joy, and peace, and then open your heart to the Father's heart and invite the Father to engage you with the oracles of his heart. Passion. Burning desire. Intense joy. Deep compassion. Overwhelming love. Just be open to receive these frequencies that will vibrate in your being and connect you to the oracles of Father's heart, so you can become an oracle